Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Lance Sandlin and his ex-wife Lori Flowers have been charged in the murder and disappearance of Shauna Perry. Sandlin is charged with murder. Flowers is charged with preventing Perry from receiving medical care and helping Sandlin hide her body. Perry was pregnant when she disappeared on Delco Prosper Road in May. She's been the subject of an intensive search for months. We have much more on this developing story on our website. A Wyville convenience store is closed due to criminal activity in the area. The Speedway at J.K. Powell and Burkett Streets was boarded up on Monday. It's in the process of closing out. Employees said that rising crime in the area led to the decision to shut down the business. We will probably end up seeing some heavy rains as Category 3 Hurricane Helena comes ashore in the Gulf of Mexico. Our fix should begin about Thursday night into Saturday. The storm is more than 300 miles wide, according to the National Hurricane Center. Now, there's not an official forecast track, but the storm is expected to hit somewhere along the west coast of Florida and move up into Alabama and stay to our west. However, we can expect some gusty winds as well as some heavy rains. Now, residents with storm damage left over from last week's tropical cyclone are asked to call emergency services at 910-640-6610. If you select option 4, you can find out what resources are available for storm victims here. County commissioners on Monday voted to ask the state and federal governments for assistance in the wake of this summer's drought, as well as last week's Tropical Cyclone 8. Last week's storm was not a named storm, although it came ashore in Brunswick County with tropical storm force winds and rain. Without the storm being officially named by NOAA, crop insurance will not reimburse farmers for the loss. Commissioners hope that legislators, as well as Congressman David Reiser, can get a little bit of help for our area farmers so that they will be able to claim the loss of crops on their insurance. Commissioners on Monday also voted to hold a public hearing on October 21st at 6:30 p.m. to hear comments on a proposal to regulate vape shops in rural areas. See the related story on vape and smoke shops on our website. In political news, Mark Robinson broke his silence Monday to say he plans to pursue legal action against CNN after a report last week said the lieutenant governor spent time on a pornographic message board in 2008. Robinson, who is the gubernatorial candidate for the Republican Party, said the screenshots shared by WRAL and CNN were manufactured using artificial intelligence. He has also said that he will not quit the race for governor and remains focused on North Carolina. The Columbus Republican Party opened its headquarters on Saturday on South Madison Street in Wyville. The County Democratic headquarters opened theirs up at 100 Courthouse Square in Uptown. Absentee by mail ballots will be sent out this week. Voter registration ends October 11th for the November 5th election. In-person early voting begins October 17th. All voters must present an acceptable form of ID when casting or returning a ballot. Now, free voter IDs are available via the Board of Elections office. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church have got a big day planned at the Veterans Memorial Park Saturday. The inaugural Faith in Motion Car and Tractor Show starts at 11 a.m. Now, entry fee is $25. It's free to walk in and enjoy it, though. Trophies will be awarded at 3 p.m. There'll be food, entertainment, and family activities all day. The second annual Night of Praise starts at 5:30. The Oxendines with special musical guests, along with praise teams from four area churches and several speakers. There will also be a baked goods auction and a bake sale. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.